Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and I think on the other end of our ISD line is Anna Walsh, City Papers Managing Editor, Eats and Drinks Editor. Anna?
Hello. I'm not on the ISDN.
You're on
the
phone.
Hi.
So much for modern technology.
Yeah.
So, this is our last conversation on the air.
It is. This is the last time we'll get to talk.
On the air, anyway.
Well, yeah. I'm never speaking to you again, Mark.
Well, fine. Thanks.
We're done.
So you're off on new adventures, and this is it's interesting. It's just your swan song show.
Yes. So we better make it a good one. It better be extra entertaining for all of your listeners.
Okay. Well, let's see what we got here. What do we have to make it entertaining? Let's look at the rundown. I haven't seen the paper yet, so I'm looking online. So we have
sports.
That's the top of your list. The soccer team, the Blast.
Yeah. So we have this great story by Brandon Weigel about the Baltimore Blast. For anyone who doesn't know, that's Baltimore's
indoor soccer team.
Yeah, and they are the winningest sports team that Baltimore has. No offense to Orioles or Ravens fans. And so Weigel got to go to a couple of games and a few practices and talk to, the owner at Hale and the players and the coach about indoor soccer and what the Baltimore Blast offers to Baltimore, how the rules and leagues of indoor soccer across the country might be changing, with sort of the finances of these players, because, you know, there's not a huge amount of indoor soccer of money in indoor soccer. So talks about how some of them, you know, alternate between indoor and outdoor around the seasons or work other jobs or whatnot. And then he talks to some of the hardcore Blast fans who go to all of the games and talks to a bunch of people in the stands and all the kids who are there who are excited about their favorite soccer players. And I'm not a big sports person myself.
I was saying, when was the last time you went to a Blast game, Anna?
When did I go to a Blast game?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever been to a Blast game.
Never, not one? Not even one?
I know, I'm part of the problem. I'm not supporting our winningest team.
I don't go either, but I think I've been maybe once or twice in my life to see a Blast game. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, there are still people who go and who love the game. And, you know, by the sound of it, the players really love the community and love to support, you know, all the kids that go to the game. They'll remember all of their names and sign autographs for them and whatnot. So it's a great read, even if you don't like sports.
Okay, I'll check it out. I will check it out. I mean, it's a fast game. It's fun to watch, but I just have not watched it in forever. But then you have your Mobtown beat this week.
Yeah, so we have a pair of profiles of mayoral candidates. So we've got one by Ed Erickson about David Warnock, sort of a snapshot of his campaign and what he stands for or is trying to do. And then we also have an article about Duray McKesson and his experiences when he worked on State Senator Ferguson's campaign here in Maryland, like, you know, years ago, and sort of what he learned from working on Ferguson with that, and then what State Senator Ferguson learned from McKesson. So just exploring a bit more of his Baltimore ties that maybe other people wouldn't necessarily think to look for.
Well, interesting that it's McKesson and Warnock. So every week they're going to do a different set of candidates? Is that what they're going to do?
I don't know if we're going to do a pair every week, but we're looking to keep profiling all of the different, or as many of the different mayoral candidates as we can to try to give, you know, there's so many of them. I don't know how we'll be able to fit them all in the paper, but.
But we have the same, we have the same problem on the radio.
Yeah, you should.
But we're looking forward to talking to Ray and having Warnock back as well and the rest of them, trying to keep this weekly conversation going on with our mayoral candidates, and especially DeRay, because he's caused so much controversy walking into this race.
Yeah, so late in the game. It's exciting stuff.
It should be really exciting stuff. So yeah. I have not read those articles, but I'm looking forward to reading those. Do you have one in this issue?
I don't have one in this issue.
It's the last week and you don't have one in the issue?
Well, I'll have one in the next issue.
You will?
So,
okay.
Yeah, because my last day is next Tuesday, so I'll have an article in Wednesday's paper next Wednesday. I just won't be able to talk to you about it.
You can't.
At least not on the air.
Can you tell us what it is now?
Yeah, I'm writing a review of Cultured in Mount Vernon Marketplace. But in this week's paper, we have a review of Me and You down at Federal Hill, which is this tiny little ramen joint, and it's sort of styled after the more traditional Japanese ramen joints, and that it's very low-key and small, and you sort of go in and get your ramen and get out. But they offer apparently amazing bowls of ramen, and it's not very traditional recipes. They experiment
really?
With it a little bit. Yeah, they have different meats than you would find, like a true
like what?
Japanese ramen. I'm trying to see. They have short rib meatballs. Huh. Buttermilk fried chicken. You can
buttermilk
put that in.
Buttermilk fried chicken. Wow.
Yeah, and apparently they put in the chicken like right at the end so that it doesn't get soggy, which was my first concern when I heard that. But apparently they've already taken that into consideration, and it's very, very good. And apparently the bowls are also massive, so if you can finish one on your own, you were a champion.
Let's check this out.
Yeah,
I'm interested in that one. More interested than I was in trying out the food of the strip clubs. So I'm interested
oh.
in.
That's fine, I guess. You know, to each his own. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm telling you, Scores had some great chicken fingers.
I mean,
you're really missing out.
Sorry, got me coughing. So, what are you going to do when not the paper with all your kind of culinary loves and writing about food? Where are you going to take that?
I don't know yet. Well, I am going to be able to start cooking more, which will be awesome because, you know, the problem I have now is that I think about food for 8 hours a day and I go home and I don't want to think about food ever again. But I've already started baking more, so that's been pretty exciting. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll be able to slip in a byline here or there. We'll see where it takes me.
I would hope so anyway. Before we let you go, there's a couple things you have in here as well. There's a review of Deadpool.
Yeah, so Joe Giordano went to see Deadpool and loved it. And
everybody knows who's
really
loved
nice,
it.
Huh?
Everybody I know who's has seen the film has loved it.
Yeah, and it's sort of a nice counter to the overly seriousness of most superhero movies that are coming out these days. You know, like everybody loves the Avengers movies, but the whole genre is starting to take itself like a little bit too seriously. And Joe says that the Deadpool movie is a really nice counter to that. The character breaks the fourth wall a lot, so the character is making fun of all of the things that are happening with the audience, and the humor is apparently really on point. He calls it the airplane of self-serious superhero movies. So, just like back in the 70s and 60s when you had all of those crazy airport disaster survival movies, and then you had Airplane, Deadpool sort of serves the same role with superhero movies.
But this is one thing after people realize for Deadpool is do not take your children. This is R-rated.
Oh, no, no. It's an R-rated movie.
It may be Marvel Comics, but it's R-rated.
Yeah.
So, don't make a mistake thinking, oh, it'd be fun to have our kids. Let's go see Deadpool.
Oh, it's a comic book character. That has to be good for the kids, right? No, no, no.
Not good. So as we complete this, where are we going now before we have to say farewell? I'm letting this linger because it's the last day.
Aww.
So let's look at the novel coming out, Black Wings Has My Angel.
Yeah, so this is actually a reissue of an old noir book from 1953, and it's just been reissued, and Brandon Soderbergh says that it sort of fits into this idea that he calls picaresque noir, which is like sort of more episodic than, driven by one central mystery like some noirs are. And Black Wings Has My Angel is a very nice example of that, according to Brandon. And it's a love story at its core of a very... not very healthy love, perhaps, but happens in so many of these books. But it definitely seems like it deserved the reissue that it got, and it's just been reissued last month, so you can find it on the bookshelves again.
Well, Anna Walsh, City Paper Managing Editor, at least till next Tuesday. Eats and Drinks Editor, at least till next Tuesday. good to talk to you, and good luck on all things that come next. And it's been a pleasure to chat with you every Wednesday.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, too.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
And folks, you can, as I say, pop that paper out all across the city. It's all over town. Just pick it up and walk away and read and see what you like inside and outside the paper. And we'll see who we talk to next week on the City Paper, a brand new person, and we'll find out who that is. I want to thank you all for listening and calling in for today's show. That first hour was, both hours were great. In the first hour, I really appreciated all the in-depth feelings from all of you who wrote in and called in to talk about your thoughts on this. And so we'll be exploring these things in greater depth and more as the weeks and months go on, because this is a very critical piece that we talk about in the future of our city and our community and how it affects the nation. So I do want to thank you all for always being part of that and really, really raising the level of our discussions here. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers, Andre Melton. Our interns are Sienna Grease, Manifa Wilson, Calvin Perry, and across the glass right now is Morgan Barber. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. The podcast of Mark Steiner Show. Share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.